Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
646, 14 till 7, going to be warm, and Saturday's looking rainy as it stands now. Let me go to a story here at NOLA.com, our friends and partners at NOLA.com by Joseph Cranny. Mysterious campaign signs cropped up around New Orleans that falsely attack a tax renewal from New Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, leaving Sheriff Susan Hudson scrambling to correct the record before the referendum goes to a vote on Saturday. No new taxes. The signs, which don't disclose who made them, read in all capital letters, vote no on sheriff's 10-year millage, election date May 3rd. But the tax that Hudson wants voters to renew is in fact not new. It has helped fund a significant chunk of the sheriff's office budget since 2014, and it wouldn't cause anybody's tax bills to go up. She says it's a lie, it's dangerous, does Susan Hudson. We'll talk to her tomorrow. And she says the office projects that the tax would continue collecting about $13.1 million a year, or roughly 20% of OPSO's operating budget. So what is good? What's bad? Where's the truth lie? I don't know. Let's go to the Bureau of Governmental Research and talk to our friends Becky Mowbray, who is the president, Rebecca Mowbray, I hope I can call you Becky, president and CEO of BGR, and Nate Pabon Trinidad, the research analyst at BGR. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good morning, Tommy. We're thrilled to be here.
Thanks for taking the time. I don't know who wants to go first or if you two can see each other and give each other cues as to who's talking when or where or what. But Rebecca, I guess we'll start with you. And basically, what is this millage vote about?
Sure. This vote that would be this Saturday, May 3rd, is a proposal to renew a tax that has funded a portion of the sheriff's office budget for the last 10 years. It is a tax that would generate, you know, about $12, $13 million a year. And it supports operations at the jail. And it doesn't provide everything. It actually, the city pays for the lion's share of the costs at the jail, but it is an important baseline of funding, you know, to keep the jail running, pay for programs, operations, a certain amount of staffing, things like that.
You know, I've been doing this for a while, and I can't believe it took this long for the light to go off above me. But, Nate, you might want to check in on this or weigh in on this. Millages are never put on the ballot, I don't think, in perpetuity, are they? And as a result, they have to be renewed. And inevitably, when it comes time to pay in for what people are already getting, opposition arises and it's viewed as a new tax when in fact it's not. Is that pretty much the nature of the beast?
Yeah, you're correct. Even in our report, we acknowledge that the 10-year lifespan, this if renewed, the tax would run from 2026 till 2036. This is pretty much in line with most property taxes in the state. We acknowledge this in the report. And yeah, it's been in the rolls since about 2015, about 10 years ago. And it would stay at the same level, 2.46 mils, for the duration of the next 10 years, if renewed.
So I think what people sometimes have a problem with is either transparency or tracking the money. They pay these millages and then they think it goes, and maybe it may, I don't know, that it goes into this big giant vacuum or whatever you want to call it, pool, this lake, pond, whatever you want to call it, and then it's never seen again. Let's take a break. We come back. One of y'all can address the transparency when it comes to sheriff's office and this millage and where the money's gone, and if for whatever reason the millage is not approved, what would the results be? And I don't know that. Do you guys take a position on it for or against, or do you just weigh in on what it would do?
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, it's Becky. We did take a position in favor of this tax, largely because if it were to disappear, then the city would be on the hook for funding everything. And there's a lot of competition for money for things at the city. And historically, there's been a lot of friction between the city and the sheriff's office over the jail. And so if you have this base level of funding coming from the tax, at least it's something, and you know, there's less competition for other funding from the city council.
We'll pick it up here when we come back. It just seems like a bad situation in general where the millage is there for 10 years, whatever millage it is, and then it has to be renewed. And what happens along those timelines is inflation happens, so the price of everything goes up. People get squeezed, so they don't want to pay any more. It's viewed as a new tax, so they say, nope, I'm not paying any more, when in fact it's just to pay for what they're already getting, the price of which has gone up. And, oh, by the way, you factor in politics, because the people that sometimes administer these agencies that collect the millages are elected officials, and then their popularity factors in all of this as well. We'll take a break, come back, continue our conversation with the people from BGR, Bureau of Governmental Research, about the millage for the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. It's on the ballot May 3rd. Right now, let's pause and take a look at traffic on WWL. 6:58, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, Nate Pabon Trinidad, Research Analyst at BGR, about Susan Hudson and a property tax millage renewal that's on the ballot. I want to get to this text line if I can, y'all, because I was talking to an official yesterday about the intricacies of bond and a garbage contract and of a bond, and I realized a lot of people listening probably didn't even know what a bond was. So let me read a couple of texts here, and you can jump in where y'all feel comfortable, all right? Where's all the additional tax revenue from the Super Bowl and the Taylor Swift tax revenue? People ask that, so you can tell them that. And also, what about the money in tracking where it's spent? You got about a minute. Go ahead. Good luck. Thank you.
So in terms of tracking where the money is spent for the tax, that's actually one of our recommendations we built into the position we took in favor of it, which was the sheriff really needs to take initiative in reporting how the tax is spent, which historically hasn't been done as clearly, and just reporting to the public in general how the jail performance is doing and its progress towards improving it, as well as just improving long-term planning of funding for the jail and ways to get that funding by reaching a cooperative agreement with the city and the mayor. As far as the first question isn't really in our purview of the report. But,
thank you.
But yeah, those are the recommendations.
Gotcha. I appreciate the time. We'll be back. WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.